Blog Talk Radio.
Good night and good afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. Welcome to the Real Talk with Robert Simmons talk show, where we talk about real issues in real time, in real life. And philanthropy, the positive media, is our motto. We have a great show lined up for you guys tonight. I'm sure you guys have been watching the news and all of these different things, and you see so much going on in the domestic violence department. In our society, it is rampant. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We have some stories. We have people with wonderful stories and some grim stories about this issue and things like that. So I want you guys to stick around. We're giving out prizes tonight, everything. I know you guys love prizes. In fact, we're giving out, I'm not going to even say the prize, to our first two callers. Well, I might switch it up. First call, I'll get something, and the next call, I might get something else or whatever. But either way, we're gonna jump right in because I really, really am excited to get into this topic because I have an opinion. So without further ado, we're going to go right into the Wiggum Report. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Alacy Wiggum with your Wiggum Report. The first thing I want to talk about tonight, Robert, is that there was a man who was jailed for calling and texting his ex-girlfriend 21,807 times over a 10-month period.
Wow.
There was a French man who is now, of course, behind bars after calling and texting his ex-girlfriend 21,807 times. The 33-year-old man who has not been named was slapped with a 10-month prison sentence and a $1,300 fine after hounding his ex with texts and calls over a 10-month period after their breakup in 2011. The man reportedly said that he had been trying to get in touch with his ex-girlfriend because he was looking for her to pay him back for work that he had done on their apartment. He has said to have called his ex on average of 73 times a day. She tried to block her line, but he phoned her parents' house instead and her workplace. The court also ordered the man to undergo psychiatric treatment and to stop all contact with his ex. The man has reportedly been hospitalized in the past for depression.
Yeah. I don't mean to laugh. Not at depression, but that is definitely actually, it's on target of what to not, because he could have been violent, but I didn't hear you see anything in a report of him being violent. Did he have a job?
I don't know. Maybe he had a job where he
could
talk
to work. Well, obviously, he still wasn't working. if you're texting. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well,
I hope he
gets the help that he needs while he's in the hospital, getting help for that.
That's crazy. I can't imagine talking to somebody or trying to talk to somebody that many times. Okay, my next story is about the donation of blood. Basically, the supply is crucially low, and donors are needed. So the Blood Alliance is facing a critical shortage of its blood supply. The organization is extremely critical on O positive, O negative, A negative, and B positive blood types. Eligible donors are encouraged to go to any area to donate blood. All donors who give blood at any center in Jacksonville this month will receive a pair of general admission tickets to Jackstoberfest. So not only is it short, this is just applicable to Jacksonville. So anyone in Jacksonville and the surrounding areas, please go donate blood. You can go look up Blood Alliance online to show you the closest location to yourself. And again, the blood types I listed are the ones that are definitely in much need.
You know, if only we were in a society that was like true blood, where we could just have this synthetic blood that they could make, I think we'll be good. That might be something that the scientists may need to start working on. True blood, synthetic blood, guys work on that. Okay, next story.
That's a possibility. Okay, so the next story is basically right on target with what we are talking about tonight. This is about Janae Rice's post on Instagram after her husband was released. Ray Rice's wife posted a response on her Instagram account Tuesday regarding her husband's release from the Baltimore Ravens and the NFL indefinite suspension when a video surfaced showing the former All-Pro running back hitting her in a hotel elevator. And this is what she said, and I quote, "I woke up this morning feeling like I had a horrible nightmare, feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend. But to have to accept the fact that it's reality is a nightmare in itself. No one knows the pain that the media and unwanted options from the public have caused my family. To make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is a horrible thing. To take something away from the man I love that he has worked his ass off for all his life just to gain ratings is horrific. This is our life. What do you all don't get? If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all happiness away, you've succeeded on so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world that what real love is. Ravens Nation, we love you." And basically, this is all in response to the release of the TMZ Sports video showing Ray Rice and his then-fiancé on the elevator in Atlantic City Casino. It shows each of them hit each other, and then they go into the elevator, and then he hits her with the knockout punch. And again, I want to remind everybody that this actually happened back in February, so it's not something that happened like yesterday. Before you comment, I just want to say something. It's a possibility that she did forgive him. People go through things in their relationships. Not saying he was right. He definitely was not right. But this did happen in February, and we are clearly in September. So maybe they went through counseling or something and heavy prayer, you know, and maybe they are in a space where she has forgiven him and have given him another chance. And for them to have to relive that every day, that has to be torture.
Wow. Well, we're gonna go to a break. Before that, I want to give the number out. The number is 595-2490. It is 646-595-2490. We're going to go to break. I want to come back and talk about that because I want to break down this video because there are some other things in there that a lot of people, I believe, missed. So tonight is going to be a pretty edgy night. I have a special guest calling in from Georgia later tonight. It's actually going into depth. She has years and years of experience in this area of domestic violence. But we're going to go. And just a reminder, this segment of the show is sponsored by Carla Page Mortuary. We'll be right back after these messages. Okay, and we're back. The audio didn't play for the commercial. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, you're back on.
Yeah, I'm gonna just if you guys hear music in the background, something technical happened, but I'm gonna go straight into this because it's been all over the news, all over the media. Even on the way to do the show, I was listening to other talk shows because this topic has dominated the airwaves, and everybody has their opinions about what happened and what should have been done. My question is society biased? Is there a double standard when it comes to men and women? And I have a story that I want to tell. It's very, very short. It should take a good 2 minutes just to kind of illustrate something for the people to understand. I had a situation recently where I was in Walmart, and this lady walked up behind me, and she grabbed my butt and said, I just had to touch your book. It is so perfect. And I sounds crazy me saying that. and I was shocked, so I just said, I laughed and said, thank you, I guess. But shortly after that, I thought about something. I said, well, wait a minute. What if we were to switch roles and I randomly grabbed some woman's butt in Walmart? I believe I would have been all over the news for sexual assault and battery in Walmart, crazy man in Walmart grabbing butts. In fact, if I had called the police after she grabbed mine, they probably would have, it would have been like, really, guy? Come on, man. Like, it's a woman. Like, that's, you know, why are you going to call the cops for something like that? So I feel that there is a double standard when it comes to all kinds of battery, whether it's sexual or someone just punching you straight in the face. And let's not get it twisted, people. Women now, how they say, they about that life. They are not afraid to jump on men. Obviously, as you can see, men are not afraid to jump on women. Right. No one should hit anybody. And I just want to, before I go further, I want to say that in the Ray Rice case, I don't condone what he did at all. He should never have hit her. But we still don't know the whole story. We don't know. I know people are like, well, it's just totally unacceptable. Hey, it's unacceptable for anybody to hit anybody. You know, not only did he hit her, she hit him, she actually, I didn't know that she spit in his face, too. You know, so you have to go back and watch the video and to hear the news networks break it down from their standpoint. It is amazing. And I think that he should be punished for what he did. Don't get me wrong. You come on, like, you overreact. But to be basically not banned permanently, but to be suspended indefinitely and released and have his contract revoked, don't you think you're putting that woman in a worse position now? I'm just, you know, just thinking like that. And I think there's a double standard. So tonight I do want to talk about the double standard when it comes to men and women and women and men, you know, where there is this culture now that where it's okay for a woman to hit a man, but you better not hit that woman back. And then it's a change now, because I hear a lot of mothers now telling their sons, hey, if a woman hits you, you better hit her back. So the number is 646-595-2490. I want to hear your opinion, what you think, how you feel about that. Ms. Wiggum, I know I spoke to you earlier, and you had some things to say about that. What is your spin on this?
Well, he definitely deserves to be punished. He did use horrible force on this woman. He did. He hit her like a man. However, women, stop hitting men. I mean, it clearly shows her slap him before they get on the elevator. Then she rushes him on the elevator. Again, this is no excuse for what he did. But if you're going to buck up at a man, you better be ready to fight. Because you should not, everyone should have enough respect for each other. You should have enough respect for your lover, for your husband, for your fiance, for your boyfriend, not for your boyfriend or your girlfriend, to not hit one another. If you feel like you have to hit someone, then you need to remove yourself from the situation. So, I mean, we live in a violent culture. You go on TV, you see these reality shows, there's nothing but fighting, like Bad Girls Club and Love and Hip Hop, and then you go and you get online, you see no one posting anything positive, all you see is fight videos, or you see a fight video on WorldStar. People are just angry, and people want to act the way that they see things or see people react on TV, and we are in real life. And then also, the second thing is that a lot of women want to say, oh, it's good that that happened to him, and she's stupid, and she's this. If you really care about the woman and you want to say that she needs help or she needs to remove herself from the situation, do not call her name. Don't call her stupid. Don't call her dumb. Don't call her an idiot. She made the decision that she made based off of how she lives. We don't live in that household. Again, like I said earlier, she this thing happened in February. It is now September. Who's to say they didn't break up for a little bit? They both went to counseling for a little bit, and they decided to work it out. I mean, they are now married. She was his fiance then. So, I mean, I don't like the double standard, and I don't like the people talking out of the side of their neck, you know, wanting to say, oh, she's stupid and this and this. If you really want to help someone, pray for them. That's what you really need to do. If you have to say something negative, drop your knees.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of these people that are saying that. And if you're not in the situation, you really don't know what's going on. And like I said, once again, I'm going to figure this throughout the night. I'm not condoning domestic violence, but at the same time, I feel like everybody's being judgmental. I mean, let's talk about the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the guy who came on the news, and he was like, somebody died, like a celebrity died. You know, we would like to report that Rihanna was disfigured today by Chris Brown. I said disfigured? I mean,
that's not funny. But it's the word used.
But my point was those were the words that he used. Right. I mean, like, disfigured, that sounds really, really bad. Like, I mean, and once again, it is really, really bad for a man to hit a woman. But then you find out later that, you know, that she basically, you know, jumped on this guy. She's a firecracker. She's hot. He's, what, 19, 18. He doesn't know how to handle these situations. He didn't grow up with a man in the house, so he lashes out at her. All wrong. But the thing is, they were both wrong. They were both wrong. We have to stop this, you know, a woman hits you, don't hit her back. Ladies, if you hit a man, don't let him hit you back. We should, how about this? Lady, don't hit him. Sir, don't hit her.
Don't hit
him, her, whatever. Either way. stop throwing hands. Everybody, stop. But I agree with you. There is a culture out here right now of violence and anger, and everyone is so freaking angry. What you mad about?
Right.
Why is everybody, you know, I mean, if you're that angry all the time around someone, I mean, why are you there? But I understand. I was talking to someone earlier today, and they was explaining, you know, how the love-hate thing worked, and they were in a domestic situation for years with their husband, and she told me that there were moments that, I mean, the guy treated her, you know, like a queen. I mean, just, oh, God, it was, and that's the part that stuck with her, even when he was basically kicking her butt, the good part of him. And then you got to understand, once you've been, you know, in a situation for a period of time, it's hard to get out. And a lot of people, they're calling this young lady stupid and this and that. But it wasn't like Ray Rice said, hey, my name is Ray Rice, and punch her in the face, and it started out like that. You see what I'm saying? It didn't, you know, he didn't just come out the gate hitting her. This was a process to get to this point. This is mental. This is much more deeper than what the eyes can see. I know women that stay in relationships for years and years. And like you pointed out earlier, had the social media not exist, he probably would have still been in the NFL. Because let me tell you, I know judges, doctors, lawyers, and all these people that are in abusive domestic relationships. But we don't know about
because
high-profile people, some of the people that's talking, commentators, other celebrities
mm-hmm.
that are making comments.
They're going home and slapping their wife around.
Right.
They're going home slapping their
right.
wife and kicking their kids.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Poor kids.
But it's the truth. No, some people have an opinion, and they're doing these things privately because they want to be politically correct or they want to say things. Let's face it, everybody has drama in their household. And again, this should not be normal for anyone. However, you know, don't just start calling this woman dumb and stupid for the decision that she's made and you don't live in her household. You need to really sit down and pray for her. This is real.
I don't know where that sounds like that came
from. That was right on time.
Whatever you can. It was, wasn't it?
That was right on time. That's funny.
Okay, so we're going to try got to go to the commercial break and get this technical thing under control right here. We'll be right back after this, guys. Okay, my commercials just won't play tonight. I don't know what's going on. What happened?
just go ahead and list your sponsors so they can get their shine, and then.
We'd like to give a big shout out to Color Page Mortuary, Firehouse Subs, Laser Loft on Southside Boulevard, Junior Seafood, Mumbo's Cuban Cafe, and all the future sponsors that come on board. Sorry, we weren't able to play a lot of commercials tonight or whatever, but having technical difficulties. I hope nobody hit my machine, you know, domestic violence with the mixing board.
You're about to get your own machine.
But back to this topic at hand, because it is so drastic. And we're actually waiting for Jerry Gaetti from Georgia to call in. This woman here, she's a poet, she's an author. And she's supposed to be calling in very, very, very shortly. I'm trying to keep the lines cleared. She has an entire book about this stuff. I mean, she's lived it. She's done it. And I was talking to her today. I had a hard time getting off the phone even today, because she had so much to say about what, you know,
wow,
the domestic violence and the philosophy behind it. It is really, really deep. And guys, ladies, a man could be a victim of domestic violence as well. I have seen men getting their butt kicked by women, too. So I know when we hear domestic violence, we're always talking about women, 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 and the big burly man. But there are some I have a friend right now. She will tell you, yes, I will kick my man's butt whenever I feel like it. I think that is a very dysfunctional relationship. But at the same time, that's one he chooses. Now, when you hear that, people laugh at that, right? Like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. It's not funny. It's really not funny. It's a very, very serious, serious matter. And we need to open up this dialogue and talk about the bias, the
right,
two ways that we look at this stuff. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the disfigurement and this. You know, today I was listening to the radio, and one of the commentators compared Ray Rice mushing or punching. I wasn't sure if it was a hard mush or a punch on the elevator, but he compared it to the recent beheadings over in the Middle East.
Wow.
How I still believe this is extreme. He sits there on the radio. Maybe he did this for ratings, you know. The same thing I got when I saw those guys being beheaded was the same feeling that I saw when I saw her fall to the floor. Like, come on, man. I don't want to downplay the situation, but somebody getting their head sliced off.
I mean, and that's what basically Janae alluded to in her open letter she put on IG, was that people are honing in on this situation for ratings. And that's the only reason why that gentleman said that. I mean, I watched the video. I did flinch. You know, I flinched because I'm like, oh, God. Just like if you, you know, watch TV or you've seen somebody hit their hand on a wall that they didn't know they were going to hit it, you flinch because you can feel it yourself. So it was like I felt it for her. So I did flinch. But I it wasn't gruesome like somebody getting beheaded. Now, that's outrageous.
Yeah, I think it was the same. And I think a lot of people are using it. It's a hot topic. And it's sad, but I think people are capitalizing off of this. You know, ratings are going up. People they're making money off of this. Just to be quite frank with you, and I think it's ridiculous. And I just want to put this out there. I am a sponsor of Hubbard House, so I don't want you guys to think, okay, Robert is pro men kicking women's butt. No. I do events with them all the time. We do something in October, the annual domestic violence cookout that I usually do over at MFL with Bishop Hall, and we gave out, you know, different toiletries for women. Family Dollars came on board when Dixie came on board and partnered up with us, and we gave out things, and Hubbard House came out and passed out material in the community. on the east side here in Jacksonville, Duval County. So I am, you know, for all out for helping women in these situations and getting out. But I just wanted to be fair tonight and say that it does go both ways. And I also want to be fair and say that, you know, don't think that if you hit a man, he's not going to hit you back. He shouldn't, but at the same time, you definitely should not have hit him either. I mean, we're all adults here. You know, we're not in pre-K and kindergarten anymore where we're fighting back and forth like little kids. You know, I seen the video one time, once or twice. It didn't make me cringe. It was very bad, but I heard that he mushed her. Did you get a good look at the video? Was it an actual, like, punch? Because, you know, Ray Rice, he's a running back. He's a pretty strong guy.
It looked like a jab. Like, it was real quick. It was real quick. It looked like a jab. So,
okay.
I mean,
I was told it was like a mush, and she kind of hit her head on the side of the rail.
It looked more like a jab to me. I got to watch it again, but it did. It looked more like a jab. Because it kind of looked like he had a setup and he had a stance already. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but he did, like, he punched. I'm not even going to sugarcoat that.
Because I'm thinking, like, Ray Rice, this little itty-bitty woman, you know, if he really punched her like this, don't get me, mushing is wrong too, especially a hard mush, but it's like he would have fractured something. I mean, this is a solid dude. I mean, he's running past men that are, like, 300-plus pounds. You know,
right, but you know, some people, I had a comment come in to me and say he shouldn't have hit her anyway because a man knows that he's stronger than a woman and all that. Well, you know, women should know that the man is stronger than them before they hit him in the first place. Again, not excusing what he did, but let's just be honest. If you already know your boyfriend is an NFL football player, you finna fight him? I don't think so. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I will go as far as to say there are some guys that would not fight a guy like that. So she had to feel very, very, very comfortable.
And I just
disclaimer, you know, like
the way they were arguing on it, they looked like that was some normalcy for them.
This kind of stuff has been going on for years. CEOs, like I said, lawyers, doctors, you know, people beating their wives beating their husbands. I think social media has put a new twist on it far as this, and I believe society is biased, and I really feel, you know, sorry for the NFL right now, because as we speak, they're actually calling for Roger Goodell's head because they're trying to say that they saw this video and they just tried to brush it. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but it's hard for me to believe that in a day and time we have TMZ out there and they are so aggressive that Roger Goodell would have seen this and just ignored it. I mean, what do you think?
I think he did. I mean, how is it possible for TMZ to get the video and Roger Goodell not to have seen it at all? I think he saw it. I think that, like you said, domestic violence is not a new thing. It definitely is not a new thing for professional athletes. Sometimes they have a bad game and they take it out on their spouses and their families when they go home. So this is probably not a new thing that he heard of. He probably saw the tape and he probably said, okay, 2-game suspension, even though I think that was very light. But I think that they thought that it was going to be brushed under the rug, especially being that it happened some months ago. And it didn't happen that way. And when the video actually got leaked, they were embarrassed because the reaction on social media. And like I told you earlier today, if this was 1984 and this was who was famous back then? Was Dan Marino famous back then? I don't know. I wasn't even born in 84. But Dan Marino.
Oh, he was around. Actually, I don't think he was in the league at that time. But, yeah, but good example.
Example.
Or
someone like that. It would just put like that. Somebody like that, and they did this, we would not be having a discussion on Instagram, on Facebook. We would barely even know all the details. They might show it on 60 Minutes briefly, But that's about it. You wouldn't have access to it to rewatch it, to repost it, and to post your opinions and to talk about it. He would probably be suspended for maybe a season, and he would come back, probably playing for the same team. And that's the honest to goodness truth. Social media, like you said, drives us to a whole nother level where everybody has an opinion, and it makes people call to action. You know, it's sometimes good, sometimes bad.
I mean, Facebook is lit. I had my mailbox was full with people. You know, Robert, I hope you get it right on the show tonight. And I'm like, what are you threatening me now? That sounds violent right there, right? What do you mean? I'm not condoning violence at all. I wasn't gonna come out here and say, you know what, he should have knocked her out. No, I'm not going to say that. And I hope nobody edit that clip the way they make it sound like I
said it. But you know something else that people fail to realize? There are a lot of women and men with opinions saying she's wrong, she's stupid, this, I would never stand for that. But half of y'all are sitting around here in verbally abusive relationships, you know what I mean, and emotional abusive relationships.
Which is worse. It's worse.
Right.
I
kind of see them all on the same level, in my opinion, but it's the same. The thing about it is you think, oh, because he didn't hit me, but he cussed me out every time he see me, I'm good. No. No, you're still not good.
No, you're not good at this moment.
This should make you evaluate your situation right now and make some life-changing decisions. Sometimes things happen for us to use as an example, and that's what this is right now. We need to look at this and evaluate our own personal relationships and see what it is that we need to do to get it right and take violence out of the equation and abuse out of the equation as well and just start loving each other.
Yeah, I mean, because this is clearly, in my opinion, getting out of hand. I know it is a very, very touchy subject to some people because there are people that are in abusive relationships right now. They're probably listening to the show and afraid to say something. And it's a terrible way to live. And there are a lot of different organizations out there. Like I said, for instance, like the Herbert House, who I partner up with, you know, a lot, and try to, you know, help battered and women and things like that, because there are cases where it's not the woman hitting the guy, it's just an angry guy. He comes home, he wants to fight the cat, fight the kids, fight the wife, you know, flip TVs over and just punch holes in the wall. I went to one of my friend's houses and I didn't really point it out, but you can see like fist punches like all, you know, different places in the house, and I'm like, you know, the kids are like 4 or 5. These are big fish. I don't know if the wife is doing it, but you know, you could just tell like somebody that has a rage problem, and they like holes all over the wall, you know, and it's just it's bad. Well, I'm gonna go to the phone line. I was trying to keep the line open. We're waiting for Miss Gaietti to call in from Georgia and share with us her experience. But in the meantime, let me go ahead and take some phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you coming from?
Yes, this is Sarah, and I'm calling
Sarah,
from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting here actually watching the video, actually watching him sock her, actually watching him dragging her out of the elevator. That is really, 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 really sad. I mean, of course, a man is much stronger than a woman. I mean, he is, but it just seems like to me something else could have been done instead of just being so violent towards her in such a manner. I mean, if you go back and you watch the video, you actually see it looks and appears like, you know, he took the first lick towards her, and like any human, you're going to react to it, you know, and I'm telling you, if it had been me, I think, you know, I would have done the same thing. It would have been Rock'em Sock'em Robot, you know, I mean, nobody should hit anybody.
Right. I agree with that. And like I said, we don't know where it started off. We don't know what she was saying to him. She could have said something like, your teammates could get this. We don't know what the, it still doesn't condone what he did.
Absolutely.
Believe me.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we really don't know the full story. They could have both been drinking. Once again, it still doesn't make an excuse. But it was just, I was just putting it out there that, hey, you know, nobody should hit anybody. And I think that it could be very, very, the system could be very, very biased when it comes to a man versus a woman in these situations.
Well, I feel like, of course, he's definitely wrong for striking her. I mean, she's strong also for striking back at him. But my thing is, I don't see why they would take his career from him, you know, because of this incident. I could see if it happened on the football field on job, but it wasn't on his job, you know, it was somewhere else. And it was a personal affair, so I don't see where it should affect his job, actually. That part of it, I just don't agree, you know, with that. I can see, like Ms. Wiggins was saying, maybe they could, you know, maybe send him out for a while or make him go to counseling or whatever, thing, but just to take his whole career from him, that part, I just don't agree with that.
I think they're putting – her in a worse situation as well. And,
yeah.
You know, I believe that the NFL would have got a lot of points and kudos going against the grain saying, you know, he's one of us. He's a part of us. We're going to work through this. We're going to put him in mandatory counsel. We're going to do this because we are one. And this is how we treat our, you know, people that need help, because right now he can't get a job anywhere. Nobody wants him. He's pretty much blackballed.
Can you tell me, what do you think the guidelines was for them to go by to say, all right, you strike someone, your wife, girlfriend, whatever she is to him, so this is the rule, this is the clause that we have, blah, 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 and now
you're
out.
They did implement a new rule after this, after Roger Goodell came out and did the two-game suspension, because there were no guidelines. There were guidelines for marijuana, but not the domestic violence. So they came up with something that was saying first offense is something. There's like three steps, but it was like the third step. That's when you were banned for life. Now, what's going on right now, he's just the poster child for the new rule. Technically, according to the new rule, they're still not punishing him correctly. You know, he should still be serving a suspension according to the new rule, but
right.
I would have to go look at more details. Right now the way it looks, it's like an emotion thing. Like, oh my gosh, the people are reacting. We have to release him. Oh my gosh, the people are reacting. Let's suspend him indefinitely. And that's really what's going on, because they're not even following the guidelines as we speak right now. But thank you very, very much.
All right,
for your
thank
phone
you.
Call.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm going to take one more phone call before we go to this call I've been waiting on all night. Okay, caller, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you from? Hello, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? Hello, caller, are you there? Yeah, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Colette Hampton.
Hey, Colette, how are you?
Jacksonville. Hi, this is Colette Hampton.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear us?
Good.
Colette, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Very interesting topic. First, I must say that all praise, honor, and glory goes to our Father in heaven. This topic is amazing because, of course, the system is biased, against men and situations concerning domestic violence. I heard, I believe you and a couple of people say earlier about how, it can go both ways. True indeed. But if you really watch that video, since we're talking about the Ray Rice situation with his wife, Janae Rice, if you really look at the video, she hit him first, then they get in the elevator, and she hit him again. He walked up to her. Like, and when they get in the elevator, he approaches her, like, whether he's trying to talk to her, his hand is not raised, and she tried to hit him. Then he stepped back. He stepped back on the other side of the elevator, and then she ran up to him and tried to hit him, and he muffed her. Now, the only reason why I say he muffed her is because if this man punched her, this athlete, if he punched this woman who was red bone, I mean high yellow, if he punched her in the face, do you realize that she would have had a mark on her face? Not to mention that when she did come to consciousness, then she wasn't holding her face. If I got punched in my jaw, my face, whatever, I'm going to be holding it because it hurt. She never touched her face. So that's
yeah, I mean, if you get knocked up to the point to where you lose consciousness, that's a pretty hard hit, if
well,
it is a hit.
Well, the unconscious part came from her head hitting the rail. So that was a result. That was a result of her head hitting the rail, but he muffed her. I have to just stand firm on this because, again, okay, it's not. I'm not saying this is right, but hear me out for a second. Because perception is everything, you know what I'm saying? And because we are in a oh, my goodness. Like I said, just look at the video. You will see this man muff this woman, and then her head hits the rail. If she was hit in the face, like, with force, then she, when she came to, when she was sitting in the doorway of the elevator and she came mm-hmm. to consciousness, she would have grabbed the part that was hurting. That's a human reaction. We touch where we hurt at. So that's a human response to pain. She would have touched her face or held her head or did something. She did none of that, which let me know that he muffed her. Now, I've been muffed before, so I know what it feels like and what it looks like. Point I'm making is this. We need to stop judging, first of all. I believe that abuse is something that is unwelcome. There are a lot of relationships out here where that's how people just happen to communicate. I'm not one of those people, but, you know, and it, we may see it as dysfunctional, whatever. The point is, this is how they chose to communicate. And it obviously, they were very comfortable with it because she tapped him or hit him or whatever even before they got in the elevator. So this is not, you know, something new. She wasn't startled by the fact that she got muffed, you know what I mean? And he wasn't startled by the fact that he hit her, but he probably was tired of her hitting him. You know what I'm saying? That's more or less what it looked like, and he just defended himself. But I'm not saying that he was right or any of that. What I'm saying is the punishment, you know, is up to God, ultimately. And for us to sit here and say that this man is this and this man is that, or that she's this and she's that, is wrong. Because, no,
but you know, but unfortunately, you know, we do live in a society where the court of public opinion is very, very, is, you know, that's almost the law regardless of the facts and the evidence. And when the media gets involved, then it's an entire other story. And it's pretty much whatever they say in a society that we
right, but people are trying to say that Janae only, like, went forward with it because of his money and all of this and that. And I'm like, you know, again, you know, love conquers all. Like, regardless of anything, you can't say that they're not in love. And, you know, if they had a disagreement or an argument or a fight or whatever, I mean, they overcame it because they still ended up getting married. So God still gets the glory at the end of the day. So I just, you know, wish, my only prayer is that people just stop, you know, with the malice, you know, more than anything. They had a confrontation. Brothers and sisters do it. Mothers and fathers do it. People hit their children and then later apologize. I mean, I'm not saying that it's wrong or right to hit. I don't even believe in wrong or right. What I believe in is, you know, just righteousness. And I think that, you know, because they conquered it with love, the media is wrong for getting in their business. You know, the league is wrong for firing this man, because there was no charges pressed. So he didn't even get a criminal record behind it. So
right.
I don't.
But hey, what I
think,
we're gonna Jerry is on the line. So big thank you for you. That was very, very great. Awesome point, Colette. But we're gonna go ahead and move on to our next call. So hello, Jerry, are you there?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, how are you? I told the listeners that you were calling, and I was trying to keep
mm-hmm.
the line cleared for you, so we can go ahead and we had a very good, extensive conversation today. So you are a poet, author, and you have a lot of experience in this area of discussion that we're talking. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce everyone to Ms. Jerry Gaetti. How are you doing?
Hi, everybody. I've come in on the conversation. I believe we're still dealing with just this isolated incident. So it's interesting to hear the comments. And as the last caller was exiting, my thought was for someone, like she said, to judge what was in the relationship, when you're on the outside looking in, you tend to have a different perspective. When you're in that situation, your perspective is your reality, and your reality becomes your truth. So with that particular situation, I know it vacillated between whether he was right or she was right or all the details about the video, but the bottom line with the conversation tonight was dealing with domestic violence in America in general. And the
right.
truth about it is a lot of people do not understand the intricacies of that relationship. So it's easy for someone to say it'll never be me or he was right or she was right. I think one of the biggest reasons that I was able to agree to come on with you this evening was because we discussed the backlash that she
mm-hmm.
was experiencing about standing behind her husband. And
right.
I think that touched me very deeply because if you're not in that walk and you're not in those shoes, you cannot judge. Love is a beautiful thing. It is definitely not violent, but at the same time, this is not something that this woman walked into. This relationship has been ongoing prior to that, and it was one isolated incident that everyone is commenting on. Well, coming from the experience that I was in that, and I was with my spouse for 23 years. And by no means am I a stupid woman. I'm a very educated woman. By no means do I feel that, you know, this is something that I chose to be. No victim chooses to be a victim. You wake up one morning and you're married not only to the person who is abusing you, but also the person that you love. And when you have so many people going, you should leave, or, you know, you should go away, instead of the maliciousness that the media is giving this person, what they should offer is some understanding and a safety net so that if she does decide, okay, this is something I would like to do, but out of fear I'm afraid to do, then she has someone to turn to. My biggest thing is she stood by her husband because it's something she forgave. And if she
mm-hmm.
forgave it, then who are we to judge that? As far as his career is concerned, I personally wrote a letter to help my spouse keep his job, to keep his position, because that does escalate. That does cause more problems. You're now having to deal with your emotional conflict, and now you're having to deal with financial conflict, and you have emotional and mental conflict, and then you have all these other people telling you what they should, what you should or shouldn't do, and what their thoughts are. And I feel that this does draw attention to what's going on all around the world. It's not just this particular couple because they're celebrity status. It is the couple of the street. It's like in 24 minutes, we're going to have another domestic violence incident. You know, one in four women. And it's not just between married couples. It is even young women who are dating. They have young couples who are in middle school and high school who are having boyfriends who are abusive towards them, but they're afraid to reach out. And so the comments tonight was very interesting because I've always heard, well, if that happened to me, I'll leave. And
mm-hmm.
what you have to remember is, yeah, you don't know what you'll do when you leave. You have a perception of what you will do if something like that happens. But again, we have to remember the person who is abusing you, it's also your lover. So when you separate that person out of the home and put this person in shelter and you give them that, you're not giving them the equipment to stand up, to find out the self-esteem, to look within, to see the relationship separately. You get them out of the situation, and now what? She's not financially stable. She's not emotionally stable. And everyone's like, yes, I'm going to pat myself on the back because I helped you get out of that situation. And then they want to be baffled that you return. Well, you removed her from the abuser, but you also removed her from where she was, where she felt some comfort. So until someone is living it, I really feel the judging should, you know, cease. And people should understand that they should reach out. If you really want to help the situation, like you said earlier, you partner with the domestic violence hotline, with the shelters. You get involved, and you let the person know you're there so that when that person is ready, because I don't care if it's the mother, father, brother, whoever you are, no one will make a woman leave that situation until she is ready. No one. And all of the judgment in the world is not going to change that, and that is the truth about it.
Wow, powerful stuff. Do you mind sticking around for at least maybe one or two calls?
Oh, I'm sick.
Okay.
I'm all yours.
We're going to go back to the phone lines for a quick second. Okay, Carla, you're on the air. What's your name and where you from?
Nikki Brunson, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I am great. What's on your heart tonight?
Well, I'm glad I tuned in. I am very grateful that the young ladies survived the domestic violence situations that they were in. But as a citizen here in Jacksonville, Florida, and as a domestic violence survivor myself, I think as a community, we are going to have to come up with a standard for how to deal with this, because it is becoming more and more a pervasive problem for us. Domestic violence is not just a mother's issue with the father. That anger is passing from generation to generation to our children, and it is exploding in ways that are coming out. It's just coming out in crazy ways. Kids are setting themselves on fire just for attention. We've got kids that are inciting fights amongst each other that go on for 20, 30 minutes sometimes. And that all has to have, it is having a deep impact on the family unit that we have, and it is really ripping us apart. We've got to come up with the standard where if domestic violence is bad, we've got to say that publicly. If people want us to stay out of their private business, they need to keep private things private, because as a public, the public response to it has to be no, never, not under any circumstances, because it's hard to find the exceptions in a situation. Nobody wants to sit around and watch somebody get violently beat to death. That's happened in the past.
I agree. So, I mean, with this, like you said, it's exploding. So what I take from what you're saying is that this could possibly be something, especially someone said this online today, that it's quiet in the black community. And I don't like pulling race cards, but yeah, if it is epidemic in the black community and it's quiet, will making noise in this area help in the future? And if this is being passed down from generation, you know, if I'm sitting around and I'm watching my mother get beat, you know, statistically speaking, I'm going to grow up and my wife or my girlfriend too. So if this is the case, you know, who do we blame? Where do we start to change this at? And one of the biggest problems is I think we start in the home with the women, because we know that women, especially black women, are raising our boys now. I mean, let's be honest about it. Women are raising our boys. I think a lot of it may have to start with women educating men on how to treat women. But like I said, I know some mothers personally here, you know, if a woman, you know, bucks up to you, you hit her just like she'll do too. I mean, it's being promoted. It's being promoted because everybody has this jump bad attitude. Turn down for what? Everybody has that attitude. So I really, you know, I would definitely turn to the exes, because I don't know where we would start in this situation and what's going on in the community.
Lack of respect will definitely contribute to that attitude. If they don't have respect for themselves, they're not going to have respect for others, especially someone that is going to be more gentler than they are. So you're right. We have to start in the home. And to add on to what you were saying just now, caller, what I found interesting is because next month is National Domestic Violence Month, and we don't want to have just a month that's devoted to that. We want to make that a daily occurrence. Just in Duval alone, I found it really shocking that in 2013 they had like a total of 8,016 offenses just in Duval County alone. And the thing is, those are only the ones that are reported.
Right.
So when you take that into consideration, there is a breakdown. You can't expect someone to have respect for another person's life or another person's being if they don't respect themselves. So when you say a man would, you know, buck up against a woman, it's like, okay, well, do you really need to have her be so weak for you to be strong? That is something that has to be addressed as a whole. And like you were saying, the community does have to get involved. You have to have accountability. If you don't have accountability, we're never going to reach a resolution. The fact that about 2 years ago, I believe President Obama did sign the Domestic Violence Act into action, and it was really an impactful thing because now making it a crime means that even those who are involved in that situation has a voice. You know, some of the problems that the police were upset about is when you call, we don't press charges because now we have a change of heart. Well, if you make it a crime and you make it accountability, then we all are involved, not just the legalities of it, but the family as well and the community because we need that whole village. It's not just to raise a child, but it's also to be that support system for the family unit.
Well said. Well, Ms. Mickey, is that right? That was definitely the response.
Yes.
And I want to thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
I was just going to expound that in my life, as I stated before, I am a domestic violence survivor. So the first thing that I had to figure out for myself was, why did I accept that from someone that called me a lover?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I could connect in my spirit with my experience as an American is if my family descended from slaves, then that must have touched on some thin layer of DNA that has been passed down to me from that captivity, and that abuse made sense. For some reason, it sounds crazy even when I say it out loud, but now when I hear things that sound like the words of my former lover who did everything he could to destroy me physically, spiritually, and emotionally, all I hear is slave indoctrination. And so I now reject that because I don't need for you to yell at me to motivate me. I don't want you to hit me. I definitely am not going to be motivated by you hitting me. And I don't respond to that motivation. I don't accept any explanation as to why that's the way that I'm being handled. If I'm professional enough to deal with you without putting your hands on me, I expect that from you. And I expect that from everybody in my community. If we are free people, and we don't need to be beaten in order for us to do the right thing, then that has to start in the home. You don't beat me in the home to make me do the right thing. You don't send me in the streets expecting to be beaten.
Exactly.
Right.
And see, Nikki, what I'm hearing is the same thing that I had to do. I had to recognize my self-worth, and
yes.
I had to take my power and control back. And
yes.
not only take my power and control back when I got myself together and to strengthen myself, but to be there for the next person so that you can show that, you know, there is life after domestic violence. You are not a victim for life. This is something that you know, people don't understand. You don't just walk up to something and volunteer to do that. There are a lot of ramifications involved. A lot of times people are not aware of that. If they can just set aside the judgment for a while and actually learn what are the causing
Jerry,
the underlying effects.
It sounds like, Jerry, can you hear me? It sounds
yes.
like we're losing you. What sounds like we're losing you? I know you're on the road,
okay.
So we can't hardly hear you. But we're out of time anyway. Thank you so much, Nikki, and thank you so much, Jerry. You know, for coming on. I wish we had more time, but we are out of time. Hey guys, stay tuned. Remember, our motto here is philanthropy through positive media. My goal is to give back to the community through positive media because we need a whole lot more of it. So thank you guys for listening. God bless you. God keep you. Stay tuned every Tuesday from 8 to 9. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.